Trade unions are meeting today to formally ratify accepting a new pay deal for public sector workers. They'll get a pay increase of 6.5% over this year and next year. That was agreed in August after talks with government, and members have been voting since. Kevin Callan is president of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, chair of ICTU's Public Services Committee, general secretary of FORSA. He's in our studio this morning. Kevin Callan, thanks for coming in. It's clear that this is going to be accepted. Will it be enough?
Will it be enough? To what, Gavin?
To keep your members happy.
Well, I think the way members looked at this over the last number of weeks was they looked at the pay terms on offer, how they added to the agreement that was already in force for last year and this year, and they looked at what the government did in the budget, both in the form of tax changes, but also in the form of a number of once-off cost of living measures. And in the round, I think they concluded that it was a fair deal. So I think you're seeing in the various returns from affiliate unions, you know, very large margins in favour of acceptance. And I think that that reflects, you know, a combination of things, not just the pay terms.
It does fall short of inflation. And given the big surplus the government currently has, could you have done better for your members?
Well, I think it does fall short of inflation, and that is something that we were very focused on because the agreement is now extended into next year. It still contains a review clause. So members, when they were considering this, were very conscious of that. They were probably equally conscious of the fact that we are going to be back in negotiation next year. So since the deal was struck on the 30th of August, there have been a couple of worrying announcements. For instance, the Minister for Finance, in his budget speech, indicated a change in the department's projection for inflation next year, up from 3% to 7.1%. And yesterday, the ESRI are saying 6.8% for next year. So that's going to put a lot of pressure on wage bargaining, not just in the public sector, but right across the economy next year. And I think people are looking to trade unions to ensure that they get good wage increases and that employers step up where they can, that employers step up to do their bit to deal with the cost of living crisis.
Okay, given that, and given that the deal, as you said, only runs until the end of next year, when do you expect to be back around the table again looking for a new agreement?
Well, normally, the way in which these things work is that discussions would commence in early summer so that the outcome is known in a way that can be put to ballots of members and from the government point of view that can feed into the budgetary arithmetic. I notice Minister McGrath was saying it could be later next year. I think that that's something that we'll have to see. We're certainly going to be closely monitoring what happens in the early months next year in relation to cost of living.
And with inflation looking set to continue to rise and the prospects of a global downturn, do you expect that negotiating a pay deal next year to be much harder?
I think it could be difficult, but one of the things that really needs to be factored in is that, you know, we hear this message about wages can't chase inflation, but that really harps back to the situation 40 years ago or more. And the big difference between now and then is the share of wealth that goes to labour is much less than it was then. So what I would say, generally, employers have to do more in terms of the cost of living crisis. Of course, there are some businesses that will be in difficulty that will need state aid. But in general, we would expect capital to bear a lot more of the cost of this.
Kevin Callan, President of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, thank you for coming in to us.